A recent article reveals that 18 Connecticut child deaths in just the last few years that are connected to domestic violence cases could have been prevented completely. Those children should not be gone, but they are. And advocates are saying we could have done more as a state to better protect these kids and, again, try to combat the issue of domestic violence, which unfortunately has become a bigger issue in our state and probably across the country, especially since the pandemic. And so we welcome to the first for the first time on this show, the president and CEO of Connecticut Coalition Against Domestic Violence, Megan Scanlon, to talk more about this. Welcome to the show, Megan, and thank you for your time. I want to look at that stat. I mean, 18 children since 2021 who were connected to domestic violence situations are now gone. And do you believe these deaths could have been prevented?
Well, good morning, and thank you for having me. Of course, we believe that all domestic violence incidents are 100% preventable through better education and awareness and training. So, yes, we would say that all of these deaths could have been prevented if systems were making the proper interventions, you know, if they were working more closely together. And I think we're very much working on that with many systems across the state to improve our responses to family and intimate partner violence.
Megan, I'd love to get your take. When you say interventions, what is in place right now that you think is working and what could be improved upon?
So I think some systems have some really good education and intervention systems where they actually do refer to our domestic violence service system. So one really thing that's working really well is through Hartford and Yale. We have a Purple Ribbon Project. We have healthcare providers that have been trained in domestic violence and understanding the signs, and then also have been trained to connect to our resources. So we have an entire free, confidential and safe service system that has advocates ready and waiting to help individuals and their children and families navigate these situations in a really safe way, and hopefully get themselves out of those situations before anything really dangerous or serious might happen to them or their children.
Megan Scanlon is here, who is the president and CEO of the Connecticut Coalition Against Domestic Violence. And for people who are not familiar, Megan, with the coalition, how many people are you on average? I mean, is this something that is the entire state that you're covering, you're interacting with? I know our station is located in Milford. We do a lot of work at a very, very local level with one of the entities down here, one of the major nonprofits down here. But does the coalition cover the entire state?
Yeah, so we cover the entire state. We're made up of 18 different nonprofit agencies that provide direct domestic violence services, and including shelter services. We serve about 40,000 individuals a year across the state, and those are obviously the folks reaching out for help. We know there's plenty more that are not reaching our system. And we, provide court advocacy, shelter services, services for the child specifically and non-offending parent. We provide counseling, support groups, basic needs advocacy. We have a rapid rehousing program for those that that need to increase their income and get into safe housing. So we really do provide a wide range of services to ensure that individuals and their children are able to live a life free from violence, as well as we do prevention education through our communities.
We do a lot of work with the Center for Family Justice and Deb Greenwood and their team. I was gonna say, because she speaks very highly of you as well, and you know, one of the things that I've learned from Deb over the years, especially since the pandemic, is that we're seeing the numbers go up substantially, and certainly the impact on kids is you know, great. Just in the last year, we've seen some horrific situations. I mean, Bridgeport alone, we saw child deaths in the last year that were just heinous. I mean, all the worst words you can think of. And I know, Megan, you and I were both moms. I just can't even imagine the situations that these families are in, and certainly the children. So where do you feel is sort of the next step in addressing this? I mean, it's a multi-prong approach, right? I mean, part of it is also educating the next generation, showing them what a healthy relationship looks like. But what do you feel the coalition is really focused on in bringing the trend back down, if you will? I mean, I hate to even call it a trend, but to reverse what's happened in the last 5 years.
Yeah, so you're right. It is a multi-pronged approach. So we're always going to emphasize prevention and education for that next generation, that hopefully they will break some of the cycles that they've found in their families and make new healthy relationships. But I think it's also about every system working together and being aware of our services, being comfortable having those conversations, like talking about this issue more publicly, understanding that each system has a responsibility or a duty to at least share the information on how to get help. But then I think also, you know, here at CCDV, we're really focused on what are some of those systemic things that we can also contribute to change? I mean, you know, we run the statewide domestic violence hotline. We had an increase of 2,500 new people call this past year. Wow. So from about 10,000 to 12,500 individuals just call in. And the number one, you know, the top three needs that they called in that were barriers for them to get to a safe place were housing, financial abuse, and childcare assistance and coordination. And so I think it really comes down to, ironically, how do we become a state that is affordable? And it really does impact individuals in these situations. And so we really try to advocate at a systems level for that affordability factor. But then we're also advocating with systems around, look, how can we make the systems more trauma-informed, more victim-centered as they are looking at how their systems are run? And how can we make sure that we aren't losing what's in the best interest for children in that approach as well? So, I mean, there's no easy solution to this, but I think if we work together, we will make a lot of progress.
Megan Scanlon is here, the president and CEO of the Connecticut Coalition Against Domestic Violence. Megan, when I was reading this article, which initially is what connected me to you, and I'm so glad we have you on the show, there's a part in the CT Insider report where it acknowledges, you know, it brings you up and it says it requires collaboration between healthcare providers, schools, police, advocates, child protective services, and the community. Some of the things that you've already highlighted on the show, but I want to do a little bit of a deeper dive. For example, schools. Do you feel like we do enough? And this is not pointing the finger at anybody, but do you feel like we do enough when it comes to reporting?
I think it's really more about schools allowing education around healthy relationships. I don't have the stats on like which schools report consistently or not. But I think what we're really trying to get at is, you know, school systems that are, you know, trauma informed and that are able to, you know, we have community educators, we have some great relationships with school systems across the state, but we don't have them with every school system. And so there's some inconsistencies there in terms of which school systems allow our community educators to come in and educate kids on what a healthy relationship is. We have age-appropriate trainings. So I think for them, that's a big thing. And then also for actually, you know, the folks working in the schools to understand the signs and how they show up in kids would be really, really helpful if we had more consistency across the state there. You know, similar with healthcare providers, you know, we do a lot of work with healthcare providers around like, what are the signs? How does it show up in your healthcare setting? What are some of the things that you can implement within your healthcare setting that are really easy, whether it just be, you know, having our information out there in case people want to take it, whether it's screening in your screening questions. And so all of us really need to be able to understand and know the signs and at least be able to provide the resources. If you're not a mandated reporter, that's fine. It's a totally, separate process and issue, but at least be able to share the resources that are out there to either, that child's family or parent or whoever, or that children themselves. So I think that's really what we're getting at, is that there are opportunities to intervene that often can be missed or not known just because we are not educated enough about what those signs are and mm-hmm. how they can show up in different settings. And for us as advocates, we know that domestic violence is everywhere in our community. If somebody is experiencing it, like if I'm experiencing it, I'm showing up at work, I'm showing up at the school, my kid's school, I'm showing up at their pediatrician appointments, and I am still dealing with that issue. So those are all places that intervention could happen and that we could avoid fatalities. And so that's what we're really trying to get at, is it's really a community problem, and the solution is within the communities as well.
I love that you said that, Megan Scanlon, because a lot of the times, just in anything, we're always, for good reason, right? We need funding for a lot of things, but some of the things you just mentioned are actually pretty free or very, very low cost. I mean, for example, mm-hmm. incorporating some kind of either day or some kind of health lesson into the curriculum for as young as elementary. I know I've had these conversations with my first grader. I've said to him, if you like a girl, don't pull her hair. I know the other boys will tell you, pull her hair. That's not how you treat a girl. That's not how you treat a woman. I mean, these are lessons that I've brought it upon myself only because of my education, reporting, working with entities like your own, that I can teach my kid this. But I think, not every household is going to have those teachings. And so to bring as simple of curriculum like that into the schools, it might just be not realizing that, hey, this actually would impact every single child. They should know how to act appropriately in a relationship, how to treat other people, and what the long-term effects are. Same thing with even bringing those kinds of questions to a doctor's appointment and asking, what do you think about how, mommy and daddy act at home? Or what do you think about the kids at school and things like that? Those to me are very either free or very low cost changes that could happen as early as today. So I love how you said that. And I think sometimes we have to think outside the box of it doesn't. I mean, yes, funding is always very important. We need to obviously have mm-hmm. resources, entities like your own being supported. But I also think there are things that you could do in the immediate future that don't really cost you anything at all, but could make a huge difference. And I want to just let people know, Megan, what is your website? If people want more information, certainly if they need to reach out for you, to you and your team for serious reasons, but if they want more resources and to learn more, where do they go?
Yeah. So if you want more resources and to learn more, if you go to www.ctcadv.org, and then if you are an immediate situation where you are looking for resources either for yourself or for a loved one, and don't necessarily need to call 911, we do have the statewide domestic violence resource hotline. It's 24/7. It's staffed by real human beings. You can talk to an advocate. And that website is ctsafeconnect.org, and you can call, text, email, or chat. And the phone number is 888-774-2900.
Megan Scanlon, I want to thank you for what you do, President and CEO of the Connecticut Coalition Against Domestic Violence, and for giving us time on WICC to talk about this. We really appreciate it.